بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. There was a gasp of disappointment, I think, when the MC announced that the program is going to be half an hour. So I think, take into consideration the fact that a lot of time has gone, we'll keep the talk as short as possible. One occasion when Maulana, when Alim went to a town, so he was a great Alim. The people told him, Maulana, we want to hear the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, but we know it's a very long story. So Maulana, try and make it as short as possible. So Maulana said, well, if you want to hear it short and sweet, as short as possible, then there was a father, his name was Yaqub, and there was a son whose name was Yusuf. And Yusuf got lost, and then the father found him after a while. And that's the end of the story. So we can also make the talk as short as that. And looking at the fact that the bridegroom is an alim, and not only just an alim, but he's a mufti also. And alhamdulillah, the bride is an alima. So what advice can we really give to an alim and alima? Alhamdulillah, they have got all the knowledge, they've got all the ilm, which they acquired over the years. Our advice to them is simply put it into practice and make amal on it, that is all. And that much advice suffices, and we can say sadaqallahu lazim, and we can close the bayan on that point. However, we have lots of our young brothers here who have not yet undertaken the great sunnah of marriage. We have our elders here who are old in the game, and they have lots of advices and experience behind them. But end of the day, we all still need to be reminded, we all still need some nasihat, because this is such an institution that a person, every day there's something that you can learn. And life is itself a great university. There's no greater university than the university of life. Like Haji Anwar Belem was speaking about, that coffee is the life. So that is life. Life is that the experience that teaches a person every day something new we are learning. And in the context of marriage, one can never say that one knows everything. There's always something new, something different. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all the marriages intact. Allah give muhabbat in the marriages. Allah ta'ala give happiness and sukoon in the marriage. One alim made a very nice, we could say, explanation or a translation of this ayat of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the purpose and maqsad of marriage. That وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst His signs is that He made partners for you from your own kind. And then He placed in your hearts, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may find peace. He translated this word beautifully. He said, so that you may de-stress. This is what we were speaking about, stress earlier on. There's no better de-stress than marriage. When a husband comes home, he de-stresses. When a person doesn't make marriage, then he has mistress. He's missing all the time and he's stressing all the time. So that's what happens when you don't make nikah and you don't marry, then you have a mistress, and that's stress upon stress. Marriage is de-stress. You're de-stressing. Husband comes home, all the stress of work, all the stress of outside life is all forgotten when he comes home. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this institution of marriage such that if the proper approach is taken and the marriage is patterned in accordance with the beautiful examples that were set for us in the past, starting from our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his behavior and his conduct towards his wives and how they conducted themselves towards him. If that becomes the pattern and the role model on which our marriages are patterned,
then inshallah there is no reason why every marriage cannot be an extremely happy marriage and a marriage of goodness, of barakah, of blessings. So we have in front of us all these role models. Unfortunately, when we want to pattern our marriage on the marriage of the movies, on the marriage of novels, on the marriage of soap operas and so on, then definitely there will never be happiness in such a marriage. Then we find that all the problems arise in the marriage. Husband and wife, first of all, they don't know how to talk to each other. They don't have proper communication skills. They say when in the first year of marriage, the husband does the talking, the wife listens. Second year, the wife talks, the husband listens. And the third year, both are talking and the neighbors are listening. So, when there's no proper communication, then the husband dreads the next sentence that comes from his wife. One husband, he was very happy. His friend says, "What's happening today? You're very happy, very cheerful." He said, 24 hours my wife never spoke a word to me." He said, "How you got that right?" He said, "She asked for the lipstick and I gave her glue stick." So, nevertheless, my dear friends, marriage is all about communicating properly, speaking politely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Speak the best way, in the best possible words. Speak kind words, speak good words. And also, the ayat of the Quran that is recited in the khutbah of marriage. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. The words that you utter, be careful what you say. Let there be such words, good words. Manner of communication is so important in marriage that the husband, how he speaks to his wife, he may want to say something to her. He can say it in a hurtful way, he can say it in a nice way. It's up to him how he's going to communicate with her. For example, there was one husband, his wife was very angry with him. "You don't remember, today is my birthday and you didn't even wish me." Although that's not our Islamic way, but they say you mustn't forget two things. Don't forget your wife, your anniversary date, and don't forget your wife's birthday. So now she was angry with him. "You didn't even remember and you didn't even greet me and wish me, today is my birthday." So now he used diplomacy. This is the definition of diplomacy. He told her, "You know, every time I see you, you're looking so much younger, I can't even remember your birthday." So nevertheless, my dear friends, this is what marriage is all about. And if there is humor, there is good communication, there is understanding, there is forgiveness, there is tolerance, there are these good attributes and qualities, then it will be a marriage of happiness. But when there is an attitude problem, when the wife has got malice in her heart, when she's got ill feelings, or the husband has got that in his heart, then definitely there won't be happiness in the marriage. It will be top, just a show of a happy marriage, but in reality it will be misery and it will be heartache. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul do not desire. They want us to be happy in our marriages. Therefore, all the many teachings of Islam, in actual fact, this is an ocean. This is an ocean, the subject, but just a few drops of this ocean we can share on an occasion like this, because time is limited. We make dua Allah Ta'ala, keep the couple happy, grant them muhabbat, grant them all the happiness, grant them pious children, grant them the ability to fulfill hukuk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the families that have come together because of this marriage. They say when a marriage takes place, it's not a marriage between a boy and a girl, but it is a marriage between families. And when a couple marry, then it is in actual fact there is an additional set of parents that have come into the life of a person. The bride has got now two more parents, a mother and father. The bridegroom has another set of parents. The parents have acquired a daughter, they've acquired a son. And it is a unification of families. People who are strangers, not related in any way, through marriage now, a bond is created. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause that to unite the families, unite the ummah through these marriages, it is a way of bringing the ummah closer to each other. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.